Okay, y'all. Hold on. I'm down, y'all. I'm down. Give me 1 second. Hola, hola. Hola, mi gente. What's going on? What's up, my beautiful people? Hey, world. It's your favorite Primo Isaiah Rivera, or is your favorite Bobby or Primo or cousin, whatever you want to call me. Episode 3 of my podcast, I'm Gay But God Still Loves Me. Yes, 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 yes. Yours truly. Let's go, baby. Okay, so let's start off the show, y'all, with, I don't know why I said every time I do my show, I feel like I'm like yelling, but because I just get so excited about my show, y'all. I just get very amped up and excited about doing my show because I look forward every Friday to doing my show. So I'm very excited. So with that being said, y'all, you know how we start off the show, y'all. Y'all already know how we start off the show. So let's cheers, y'all. Let's cheers to this freaking weekend. Happy Friday. In my cup, because I always tell y'all what I'm drinking, right? Every time I have a drink, I have to let my people know what I'm drinking because I want y'all to try all the drinks. So I have a pink lemonade margarita. It is so good. I'm telling you, I'm on my second cup, probably the third one. I'm going to be through, okay? So with that being said, let's cheers to the weekend. I love you guys for being on the show and coming with me. We got a lot to talk about, so let's do it. Let's do you what I told y'all. Ain't nothing interrupting my show but only a drink. So give me 1 second. Let's see what this drink is tasting like. Oh yeah, that's good. That's real good. All right, boom, let's start the show, y'all. What's going on, my beautiful people? Happy Friday. Happy Friday, and thank you for listening to I'm Gay But God Still Loves Me with yours truly, Isaiah Rivera. Yes, it is the one and only me. I wanted to start off the show with something positive. 12 weeks to my wedding. Yay! I'm excited. 12 weeks is getting closer to the wedding. I feel like it's a long time coming for the wedding. You know, we were supposed to get married last year. It didn't happen, but God had a way, and he made a way for us. And I'm just very excited and happy that it's getting close. And I'm excited. We got a lot coming up. I'm excited to go with my mom and my sisters and stuff like that, so we can do certain things and get prepared for the wedding. And believe it or not, y'all, I'm the first one to be married, the first gay one and the first one to get married, and I'm very excited about that. Because ain't nobody from like the kids is married. So I'm so happy for that. It's nerve-wracking a little bit, but exciting as well. And I wanted to show, as y'all can see the shirt, for my listeners that's actually watching on YouTube, my shirt says papi, 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 which means daddy in English. And if you can see, it has the Puerto Rican flag across one. If y'all know me, y'all know me now. I'm Puerto Rican. I represent my culture like nobody's business. I am a proud Latino. And I wanted to rep the shirt today, y'all. I really wanted to rep the shirt. So I got this off Amazon. So if y'all like it, y'all can purchase one. Or whatever. And you know what I'm going to start doing? I'm going to start making my own t-shirts. I want to start making my own t-shirts of my logo, of things that I say or things that I like to do. Or like I have a crazy vocabulary that things that I say. So I want to kind of put it on there and stuff like that, you know, so people can actually see. And I can have my own style, you know. It ain't nothing like being yourself and doing the things that you love to do. So I love it. I'm excited. Whatever. I'm going to do it, though, because whatever you put your mind to, you want to be able to do it. So with that being said, I'm happy about that. And I really hope that everybody out there is really enjoying their weekend. If you work like me and you're not on unemployment or still getting stimulus checks, just saying. You know, work could be a lot. And when the weekend gets here, it's kind of like a breather. Like you want to be able to breathe and say, oh my God, thank you, Jesus. I get to kind of like breathe a little bit. You know, sometimes I get to have those moments, but every weekend I do my podcast, and we also have a business as well, me and my husband, called Tipsy Boys Cocktail. And I'm gonna put the link on the bottom so people can follow it on Instagram and visit the website or whatever. But we do have our own business. My husband came up with the concept, and he is the CEO, he's the brain of it all. But Tipsy Boys Cocktails is a mobile bar service. We come to events and serve. We're like your personal bartender. And you get to choose and pick your liquor, whatever you want, you know, and you get to choose it and stuff like that. And we just serve it for the night or whatever. It's cool. I mean, we come suited and booted. We have our own logo. It's very professional. I love it. I'm telling y'all, my husband, he's very creative when it comes to stuff like that. So if y'all have it now, if y'all having a party, birthday party, wedding, anniversary, or whatever the case may be that you want to do, visit tipsyboys.com or tipsyboyscocktail.com to sign up and book your appointment so we can come and serve you and do good service to you. So I hope that y'all go support me and my honey, because it is a family business, so that's a good thing. But with that being said, y'all, I want to talk about Portia Williams situation, because that seems to be the topic of everything right now that's trending. Oh, and of course Nicki Minaj, and I'm gonna speak about that too. Hold on, y'all, give me 1 second. I want to take another sip of my drink. Okay, don't judge me. Okay, you know, sometimes too when I'm doing my podcast and stuff, sometimes I wish I could play like music and stuff like that, but you know, with copyrights and stuff like that, you can't. So it's like you can just listen to me, because music and me, a conversation and music, little bit in the background, just goes so well, especially with a drink. And then a good conversation, like y'all here with me having talk and stuff like that, I like that. That's a real good bond, real good, as they say, a good vibe. Okay, but with that being said, y'all, I want to talk about Portia Williams from Real Housewives of Atlanta. She because she posted it on her Instagram, she's dating her. She said they wasn't friends, but obviously they was friends. You went to the girl's house. I mean, you interacted with her, and she was on the show labeled as one of your friends. So she was your friend, girl, bye. So she was on the show, and how can I say this? She was on the show and she started dating the guy. Actually, it was her husband. She started dating her friend's husband. And it's been the talk of the freaking town. And I just cannot believe that she would do something like that. And especially because she's very critical about the other housewives on the show about doing certain things. So I was shocked by this. And everybody seems to be like dragging her, which I understand that, but I mean, listen, just as much as y'all dragging Portia, y'all need to be dragging the guy, because the guy he's just as guilty as her. He was committed to his wife, and even though they're going through a divorce, but it's not stamped, it's not signed, sealed, and delivered, you know. So I still don't get it. I still don't understand. I really wish that Portia would do better. I really wish she would do better. And I want to know, this is so random, you guys. And give me 1 second. I just need to hold on 1 second, y'all. Give me 1 second, because I need to see if my camera is being recorded, because I'm doing a show, and I don't think, did I press? Oh, y'all, I don't think I did. Hold on, y'all. Oh, this is gonna be. I didn't. This is so ghetto. I cannot believe that I did not hit the. Y'all, I cannot believe that I did not hit my. I did not hit the record button. Like, what is wrong with me? Yeah, I'm crazy, y'all. I'm crazy.
Okay, I'm back on the show, y'all. Forgive me. I'm gonna have to edit that out, y'all, because I seriously thought that I was recording my camera. I got two cameras that I'm recording, and something in me was like, I don't think you're recording the other camera's not recording, so they're not gonna really see the high definition, the good quality stuff. Y'all, it's that type of show. I'm just saying. Y'all gonna have to bear with me because I'm still getting it together, y'all. I'm still getting it together. But anyways, let's go back to Portia before I was interrupted from this damn camera. But anyways, Portia did what she did. She's a slut. She's with that married man, and now she's saying that she's engaged. Portia, get your shit together. You a hot ass mess. You shouldn't be dating that your friend husband, because he's still her husband legally, and you a hot ass mess and you need to get it together. But I really do think that Portia is doing this for a storyline, because her storyline was kind of getting dry and she needed another storyline. So Portia, shame on you. You should get your shit together and not be dating other people's husbands. That shit is ridiculous. That shit got me hot that I want to have another sip, y'all. And I ain't a back-to-back sipper, but I'm going to sip right now because Portia done pissed me off. Give me 1 second, y'all. I'm pissed. Portia, call me because we got a lot to talk about. Yeah, we got a lot to talk about, Portia, because that's raggedy. Portia, you need to call me Portia Williams. Portia, that is raggedy. Portia, you shouldn't be dating, but I love you, Portia, because Portia is a vibe. I love Portia, but Portia, you shouldn't be. Girl, there's too many niggas out there. You could have been dating somebody else's man, but not their damn husband. Oh my God, I cannot believe that, y'all. But anyways, let's move on from the Portia thing, because Portia just really annoyed me with the situation. But I do want to talk about another thing that I wanted to talk about was, okay, so I had a conversation, you guys, with one of my homegirls that I've been friends with her since I was like probably like maybe 14, 15 years old. And she's always been like somebody that's positive and somebody that's on her shit. And she's a mom. You know, she's a mom of two and she's very educated. And, you know, she's just really, really, really a good girl and smart and beautiful, by the way. I mean, just gorgeous. I mean, drop dead gorgeous. And me and her was just having a conversation actually before I started the show, and we was talking about boundaries and how, you know, how like, say you have talked to somebody back in the day or whatever, and then you like when you was younger, and then you had that like spark with them, and it was always good vibes and stuff like that with them, and then like you kind of lost touch with them for like a couple of years, and then you kind of rekindle or kind of like see them again, and in your mind you're thinking, you know, you're gonna pick up where you left off, like, you know, because the vibes were so good back in the day, y'all was banking, like it was good. And when you link back up with them and you find out that their mentality is different than your mentality, and like you want to grow and they're still stuck at that same place. And that was the conversation that me and her was having, because it's kind of like she was in a situation where you know, she was friends with the person that she knew back in the day, and they had that good vibe, and you know, he didn't want to grow, and he still had that hood mentality where you don't see nothing, it's just like the same stuff. And you know, she's a mother now, and she, you know, she's in a different space, you know, in a grown people space, and it just didn't work out. And it's like she had to realize that they kind of outgrew each other. And that's another thing that I want to talk about too, because you can outgrow not just friends or people that you knew back in the day, but you could actually outgrow family members too. I mean, I know that happened to me, and don't get me wrong, I love all my family members and stuff like that, and I mean, I love them to death, but I had to learn that mentally we was
at a different stage. And it doesn't make them bad people. It's just that I just don't want to be in the same situation 4 years from now. You know, I want to grow. I pride myself for being a, you know, somebody that is a student of life. Like, I love to learn, you know, and I'm all about growing. I feel like you can never grow enough. Like, so, and I had to learn that with some family members. I feel like sometimes I got around them, they was very negative, and or there was a type like, oh, I wish I was you, or I wish I had what you had going on or whatever. And I just be looking at them like, well, you can. And I work very hard to be where I'm at. And I'm still not where I want to be at, but I'm so grateful to God that I am where I am now. But I bust my ass off and I work so hard to be where I'm at, you know, and have the confidence as well to be where I'm at now. So, me and her was just having that conversation about boundaries and setting boundaries. We have to understand how to set boundaries. It's so important to set boundaries with people. And I feel like once you set the boundaries, to them people and they feel uncomfortable, they'll stop messing with you or they will walk away, but they'll give you your answer instead of just being like walking around the bushes or whatever. You letting them know, listen, no, no, and no, and I'm setting these boundaries and you need to respect it. And if you can't respect it, then maybe you need to go, you know, maybe you need to go. And for me, it's just kind of like, that's where I'm at too. I'm there with friends and some family members, and she's there with that guy that she used to talk to. And I told her, listen, I get it. I understand. And we was also talking about being with around people or having healthy relationships. And that's including friendships or romantic relationships. A healthy relationship is necessary. You need to have the healthy relationship because it feeds you, and it feeds you good. You need to have people that can add on to your life. And I just don't mean financially, but I mean like spiritually and mentally. You need a healthy relationship. Don't nobody want to sit up in a toxic mind state or toxic situation all the time, especially when you're really not that person. So for me, it's very important to have relationships like that. And that's what me and my friend, we was talking about healthy relationships and growing and understanding that having boundaries are okay. It's okay to have boundaries, and you need boundaries. It's so important to have boundaries, because I mean, I'm telling y'all, people will run over you if you don't have boundaries and keep them. It's so important to have those boundaries. So I'm happy that me and her had that conversation, because it's good to have a girlfriend or a guy friend that y'all can sit up and talk about things that inspire you or things that you want to accomplish or things that make you feel good about yourself or things that make you not feel so good or whatever. But it's kind of good to kind of have that friend that could feed life back into you, because sometimes every day you don't feel happy, and every day you don't feel all peachy all the time. You know, you need those people to add on to your life, and I think that's important. And not only have people that add on to your life, but you also need to add on to people's life as well. And that's one of the things that I have learned getting older and all the and all that stuff. So I'm so grateful for that, you know. So it is what it is, you know. What is this, y'all? Yes, but it's important. It's really important. And I just really am irritated, y'all, because it just feels like, oh my God, not my computer, but the thing that's hooked onto my computer wanted to restart or whatever. And it was like, say yes or cancel. Like, what the hell? I'm trying to do a show and I'm not trying to get interrupted, devil. You ain't gonna win today, devil. You ain't gonna win, because it's been a good day. You ain't gonna win, period. You ain't gonna win, as my niece say, period. Period. So with the period. But anyways, y'all,
So boundaries is very important. We have to set boundaries because boundaries is what keep our life straight and keep our life at a narrow up going, whatever up you want to go up, you want to up. So hold on, y'all. I'm having another drink because it's just been that type of day. Hold on. Oh, did I talk to y'all about Versus with SWV and Escape? Oh, I loved it so much, y'all. It was so good. It's just, bless me. Excuse me, y'all. But it's just show you that 290s. What the hell is going on with me? Right on the show, right during in the show. If this ain't raw and uncut, I don't know what is. Excuse me, y'all. Damn. But anyway, Versus was so good with Escape and SWV, and it showed that two 90s R&B singers can get together, be grown and sexy, and have it going on like nobody's business. I just loved SWV so much. I love Coco. I love Escape too, but it's something about SWV. I mean, when she said, what did SWV said? Anticipation of what's to come. Hey, I'm so happy that I'm the lucky one. Anything you wanna do, I am my SWV. They the deal, y'all. They the deal. I love me some SWV. And I love Escape too, don't get me wrong. What she said, Candy said, I try so very hard to keep our love alive. I love you, Candy. Candy Burris, I love you. I love Candy. Every man loves a woman. I'm that kind of girl, and this is what I tell my dear, I tell them too. I love Candy. Escape did a good job too. It was just good, y'all. It was a good vibe. I felt like you was at a party when the verses was on. It was really good. It was really good. I loved it. They need to pair up another verses that's gonna be good. Cause I'm ready. I'm ready to do it. I'm ready to be in it. I'm ready. Oh, hold on, y'all. Hold on. That's another thing. I'll be watching, and this ain't no shade to anybody or anybody that got a YouTube channel or whatever, but I've been watching some people's YouTube channels that's local, okay, and they got like 1,000 and something or viewers or subscribers and stuff, and they fucking YouTubes are boring as fuck. Boring. And the reason why I'm doing my YouTube like this is because of course, I'm doing a podcast or whatever, so I want people to actually see my podcast and stuff like that. But I've been watching people's YouTube videos, and they've been so boring. Like, you gotta be entertaining when you do YouTube and stuff like that, because don't nobody want to be watching no boring ass YouTube show or boring ass. You can't even hold up a conversation. What type of mess is that? That is a hot ass mess. Like. And y'all got how many subscribers? And people is sitting up really watching y'all. Where they do that at? Anyways, y'all. Sorry, I got off track. Let me get back to track. But anyway, so boom. So, because y'all know we only get a half an hour of my show. But I was gonna ask y'all, what y'all doing for summer? Because summer is right around the corner. And I'm so happy, y'all, because I love summer so much. I want to do so many things. I want to go to See the Point. Of course, we're having a wedding in August. Then we're going to go on our honeymoon. And I'm going to let y'all know where we're going, because we were supposed to go to Puerto Rico. But we ain't going to Puerto Rico no more, because everybody and their freaking mama is going to Puerto Rico. So we want to switch it up. We want to do something different. But the destination that we're going to, we're going to have a good time. And it's going to be... I'm excited, y'all. We're going to have a good time. We're going to spend us some... And we're going to have fun. So we're doing that.
And I do want to go see my grandma, who's 86 years old. I told you guys that in the first episode or whatever. It's California, so we're gonna do Cali. I do want to do a lot of swimming. I'm a water boy. I love the water a lot. I love to swim. I love to be in the water. I don't know if that's a Puerto Rican thing or whatever. Elijah don't like the water. I do. I love the water a lot. So I want to go swimming. I think I want to go to the beaches with Elijah and my best friend and my nephews and nieces. I want us to do the beaches. I want to probably take my mama to the beach too and kind of enjoy ourselves. I want to go out eating to like really nice restaurants where you could sit outside and kind of like see the sun glistening on you, and you can eat your food and feel like and get drunk a little bit and feel like a little buzz and stuff like that. What else I want to do? I want to like stay up real late and probably like talk with my family and, you know, listening to music and like do concerts. I love to do concerts. Like, concerts is my thing. Actually, when I get off here, I'm going to do a concert because I'm here by myself, and I'm actually going to go pick up a hookah and smoke it and have my drink, finish my drink off and just be like a whole vibe. I got like the candles, Bath and Body Works candles on, and it's just a whole vibe, y'all. It's a vibe. I'm a vibe by myself. I have a good time by myself, and I don't give a fuck. I don't need nobody in my space. But anyways, so there's a couple of things I want to do for the summer. What else I want to do, y'all? I want to do a lot of stuff for the summer. I want to go to the zoo again. I want to go probably to the Toledo Zoo. I want to go visit there again. I love visiting the zoo or whatever. I want to do a lot of stuff. I'm trying to think like certain things that I want to do, but I do want to do that. I want to ride bikes with Elijah. He bought me a bike like 2 years ago, and it's still like brand new in the box. And so we're going to get him a bike, and I want to ride bikes around. I want us to ride bikes and kind of enjoy the summer and stuff like that. What else? I've been working on my yard to make it pretty. We go to the flower show. We go to the flower show and get a whole bunch of flowers for our house in the summertime. So I love to do that. They have a sickening barbecue place. And they have like a barbecue nacho. It is thebomb.com. I love it, y'all. But anyways, I'm going fast because my time is about to come up. Listen. I love y'all for listening. I love y'all for watching. Thank y'all for listening to my messy ass show. But y'all know y'all love me and y'all support me, and I love y'all back. Cheers to the freaking weekend, y'all. Enjoy y'all weekend. Spend some time with yourself. Spend some time doing things that y'all really love doing, because I know I am, and it really helps me in my life or whatever, because sometimes you need to take a break in life. Listen, okay, good quote to leave y'all with. Make sure in life you set boundaries for yourself and the people around you so your life can be a little bit easier. You know, and you don't have so much drama in your life. You need to set boundaries. Boundaries are very important, because at the end of the day, remember, forget about how you feel sometimes and remember what you deserve. So it's very important. So I'm gonna say that one more time so y'all can get it. But forget about how you feel and remember what you deserve, because sometimes that's more important, and it saves you sometimes. Listen, y'all, this is your favorite Primo Isaiah Rivera, and I want to thank you guys for listening to my show. I'm gay, but God still loves me. And until next time, mi gente, mi beautiful people, amor. Amor, amor, amor. Until next time, yours truly, me. I love y'all. Mwah! Okay, and that's a cut.